Patient's inability to pay medical bills is what we are looking at today. So grab your cutlery and let's dive right in, shall we? Now, from owing house rents to shop rents to owing creditors to owing small businesses, Mama Ikechi, give me salt, tomorrow I'll go pay. Papa Ikechi, Abe, give me milk, give me toothpaste, give me matches, give me 3 cups of gari. You get sugar, Abe, give me 15 naira own. No worry, no worry, no worry. Next week I'll go pay. To owing service providers, in this case, healthcare service providers. The list goes on. And you see, the recovery of money owed to a business seems harder than one can possibly imagine. I mean, with a considerable amount of the population living below minimum wage, what do you expect? But then again, these businesses must thrive. And these businesses are in business to cater to your needs. So if you didn't have these needs, they would not be in business. Now, the money that you bring to these businesses is what keeps them in business. So you see, the business of doing business in this time may seem harder than ever before. Now, why am I so particular about owing and money being owed and recovery of those monies and the businesses that they will affect? Well, it turns out that a particular 18-year-old nursing mother and her infant have been detained at the Trinity Hospital in the Ugeli North local government area of Delta State for the past 5 months. Her name is Tonyi Oluwagbemiga. She's appealing to the Delta State Governor, Sheriff Oberevore, and other spirited individuals to come to her aid. She was held by the hospital management after she failed to make payment of her 537,800 naira medical bills. Now, this is the full story. Stick around with me. So, according to reports, she was put in the family way or impregnated by one Joshua Cole immediately after her senior secondary certificate examination. She, however, developed some complications during delivery, which took her to the Ekwibo Community Health Center in Ugeli. Now, with her condition perceived as critical, she was referred to Ugeli Central Hospital, but her parents rushed her to Trinity Hospital, a nearby private health facility in Ugeli, where she eventually received care, which is a good thing. Unfortunately for Tonyi, her parents absconded after the completion of a caesarean section, that CS, leaving her with the burden of medical bills. When the Vanguard visited the hospital, Dr. Brian, who spoke on the issue, said the hospital decided to keep Tonyi until her medical bill, around 500 and something thousand naira, is cleared. He said one Tonyi Joshua was transferred from, you know, I already gave you that story, and brought to the hospital unconsciously by a man and a woman and others who claimed to be her parents and relatives, with a referral letter probably to the Ugeli Central Hospital. He added that he was in the theater room when she was brought in, but had to change his clothes to see her as her case was an emergency. He said when he saw the referral letter, he told them to go to the hospital they were referred to and even wrote another referral letter for them, but said all the people who brought her started crying and begging that he should attend to her. Something more like this: I beg now, help her, make she know that you'll be cool, help her. According to him, I didn't want to attend to her because she was already in a coma, and I told them that the case was critical as she had convulsed twice and already having eclampsia. That's a gynecological term related to high blood pressure. I invited the mother and told her that with her condition, the placenta would need to be brought out at the moment, but also explained to her that if she's not handled carefully, she might just die in the theater. I told the parents how much we would charge if she was to be handled at the hospital, paying notes to all of these details. But her relatives, those who brought her, were arguing about taking her to the central hospital and all that. So I left and asked them to go with the referral letter. I did, but they started pleading with me and my wife, who was around at the time. She, the doctor's wife, prevailed on me to help them, and that was when I called the father or the uncle and told him how much we are charging, and he agreed to pay. He noted that based on his policy and how he was trained during his residency at the University of Benin Teaching Hospital, he had to ensure he saved her life by doing the needful in the first 24 hours and carried out the operation on her without her relatives depositing a dime. Can you imagine that after God helped all of us to bring this girl back to life and delivered her of the baby through CS, the people that brought her weeping profusely and begging that they absconded because the girl in question is now well? She went into a coma and even the baby was flat, but we had to use oxygen and others to revive both the mother and baby because her respiration or their respiration was gone. Now, this is the summary of all that happened. So they have left this girl, but they keep in touch with her and they even send her money for food. But you see, the hospital have detained her for the past 5 months. Month one, month two, month three, month four, month five. It means, I know they do baby dedication after 3 months. The baby has not gone for dedication and all of that. It's not the first time that hospitals are going to detain patients who are owing them. But you see, sometimes the patients come to the hospital themselves. At other times, people bring them to the hospital. Some hospitals are hell-bent on collecting a deposit, a percentage of the total fee. Others would say, pay everything. While some would say, let us handle them first. And then, when they are well, they sure would be able to pay. But if every patient that comes to the hospital keeps holding the hospital, how will the hospital be in business? Think about it. Now, we do not subscribe to the hospital detaining her. I don't personally subscribe to it because when you detain her, she stays with you. You're probably giving her accommodation. Bed space in the hospital, well, it costs money. But this is it. How else were you expecting them to recover their money? If they let her go, that may probably be the last they will see of her. And do remember, there are some people who had run away from hospitals because they could not afford to pay the bills. At the point when they felt like they were okay, they remove everything that was attached to them and pum. Then the nurse comes to attend to them and then the nurse discovers that, hey, this patient ran away. So hospitals have seen cases like this several times as well. So you tell me, how best should hospitals and health centers handle patients' inability to pay medical bills? What is the way forward for them? We wouldn't say, oh, because I don't have money, I should not go and get treatment. But then again, when you're unable to pay, these are the possibilities. The hospital chooses to detain you. The hospital chooses to discontinue treatment. The hospital can decide on anything. How best should hospitals and health centers handle patients' inability to pay medical bills? Let's talk. 0817-923-0002. Once again, 0817-923-0002. And 0817-923-0003. We have a WhatsApp and Telegram number for your WhatsApp and Telegram messages. It is 0809-030-6416. Remember to turn down the volume of your radio set as you call. A call screen yard is on standby to take your calls first before passing you on to me in the studio. On X, we are at Nigeria Info PH. And Facebook page remains Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Go there, watch us live, and be a part of the conversation. I have Walter from Rukwaku. Walter, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Auntie Vivian.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing now?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right. Let's talk.
Well, it's a pity that girl had been on that condition.
It is, actually.
And the hospital, they have tried. Mm. But many hospitals cannot do that.
Hmm.
You have to pay deposit before they start attending to you.
Very true.
But auntie, let me ask you. The parents that brought her to that place, did they collect their phone number or their address? They're supposed to get their address and get them arrested. But to keep it out there, they are on which person bill? On hospital bill? It's too bad. They should arrest those people, the parents. Even the guy that gave that girl, listen, that gave her.
That got her
pregnant. Supposed to arrest that guy to fit all this bill.
Okay, so I'm arresting whoever brought the person to the hospital, do you think is the best way?
I heard you said that the parents.
Yeah, her parents and her relatives, and that's why I'm asking. Arresting whoever brought the patient to the hospital, is it the best option?
Oh, my sister. Oh, let me stop there.
All right, then. Thank you so much, because sometimes the patients come themselves. Isaiah from Rumokoro, welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, my sister.
Good afternoon, Isaiah. How are you?
Yeah, fine. The hospital supposed to do is to save life before not talk of the bill. At times, people carrying patients to hospital, at times they don't have anything, they don't have money. You don't just because you don't have money, you don't go to hospital. So the best thing is to save the life. As they don't save the life already now. So the next thing to do now is to think how that debt to reclaim. I think to me that is how it should be.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, then. Sorry, Isaiah. A real gift. Welcome to the sunny side.
Good afternoon to you, Lady DCW.
Good afternoon to you, real gift.
Thank you very much. Well, just like you said, as she became the patient, was she doing any tours to reduce the amount of money where she's supposed to be? Or was in charge of our feeding?
From the report I have, the parents are sending feeding money for her. Hold on. Let me find
her.
Yes. Yeah, that's what she said. But although she also mentioned that she had been suffering for the past 4 to 5 months and she does not eat most of the days. In fact, she discloses that she lives on the gifts and charity given to her by patients and people coming to the hospital.
What about the baby?
The baby is with her. She and the baby, they're still in the hospital.
I see no fit to chop well. Where did they begin the feed on, please?
My brother, that's why I don't know.
Just like you asked, I think the first caller talked about the address of. Let's assume the parents have ill intentions. Definitely, they might give you fake address. Because don't forget that at that point, in time, many addresses they give to you, you might not be in a position to go verify the address first before you start the work.
Exactly.
Because right now, you want to save the life of this person. And with the belief that indeed, what this person, either the parents or guardians, uncles, and community members, then they tell you, is the right thing. And I think it's unfortunate because it's situations like this that will make the next person will not want to do it. It doesn't matter to save life or not. People go against their rules or hobbies. Just to make sure, because don't forget that, just like you asked earlier, what are they going to run the hospital when every time an occupant comes, they will come and all that, and then they don't come. What next? And I think the hospital management is even fair to the doctor, because even as a hospital, even the doctor himself, the front is largely inspired. Because he has gone, maybe it is the policy of that hospital, he has gone against it. Bottom line, I think the government should look at issues like this. Say there is an office or a unit in the Ministry of the Health when matters like this come, I like the member officials there so that they can see how they can go about it. Because the truth is that while the people are suffering, even the hospital to serve, they suffer their own, because that space they're supposed to use for other persons. You understand my point? Thank you very much, my lady.
Thank you so much, Real Gift. Mr. Zion, good afternoon to you and welcome. I'm beginning to suspect you and Real Gift. It's like you guys are in the same vicinity. You cannot tell me that since on Monday, your calls are coming simultaneously. But go ahead, welcome.
I'm suspecting all of us,
Please go ahead.
Thank you. What a comic relief. This particular incident's prevalence in this our region, I was most directly involved in matters like this, precisely the Okolobri, FMC Okolobri, in Bayelsa State.
I know the hospital. Go ahead.
It is something that we always shy away, but they are real. And look at the age between teenage girls. They just abandon them there and walk away. And how will the hospital survive? So the hospital need to fall back at us to give a remedy. We look at the five people who is feeding them. It is the hospital. And I always shout on this. The rate at which our teenage girls and boys are getting involved into adult environment, into marital environment, is a call for concern. We are getting when the relationship.
Okay, Mrs. Zion, if we wanted to talk about teenage pregnancies, I'm sure I'll tell you we want to talk about teenage pregnancies. Let's focus on this one, because it's not only teenagers that go to the hospital and cannot pay hospital bills. Mature adults make their way to the hospital.
We are looking on how to stop this issue.
Yeah, how can the hospital handle cases of deaths better? I think Mrs. Iron missed the point today. You missed it. I'm not talking about the pregnancies. It could be anything. It could be anything beyond pregnancy. Someone could literally be walking on the road and get hit by a car. I mean, and people bring the person to the hospital and then they leave. As soon as they're sure that the person is doing fine, they leave. And that person is saddled with responsibility of paying the hospital bills. Now, there are times when the person cannot pay. When somebody is dying, the person is not thinking of the hospital you are taking the person to. It's not that time the person is saying, don't take me to a private hospital. Private hospital is more expensive. Take me to a public hospital, please. At least, I can manage to pay. That's not what the person is thinking. Sometimes the person is unconscious. I have been at the hospital. I mean, in the month of, I think I was in the month of June, July. It's more like my entire family were hospitalized. Baby, me, Chiaman, all in the hospital. And as I was there, I had to be strong for every other person because I needed to see to eating, feeding, and other stuff. I saw a child that was rushed to the hospital, hit by a keke driver. And yes, the hospital had to do first aid. But because of things like this, the hospital was insistent on getting across to the child's parents. It was a boy. He was barely more than 12 years, between 10 to 12 years. Thank God the boy could speak. Thank God the boy had his mother's phone number by heart. So he called the phone number. They called the mother. The mother came. And you know what the mother said? Let's go. They say, madam, this boy is... She said, let's go. There's no money for any further treatment. He'll be fine. They said, madam, we need to... She said, let's go. I understood why she said, let's go. Because any further treatment on him is more money that will be paid. It was a private hospital. So she knows her condition fully well. She looked at the keke driver. Yes, they seized his keke. She brought a police. But how much could come out from this keke driver? How much? So the best thing for them to do was to leave. And then she took him, and it didn't take how many minutes the boy passed out, and they had to bring him back to the hospital because the distance between that hospital and wherever hospital she thought was probably cheaper or wherever chemist or pharmacy was far. And they had to arrange a room for the boy. And all she was thinking of was how to pay the bill, the hospital bill. You see, paracetamol. Paracetamol is not common paracetamol anymore. A card of paracetamol costs like how much? So the last time I bought it, how much was it? Paracetamol is not even cheap. I mean, that was the least drug. I mean, cheapest that anybody could possibly get for headache, for pain. But it's not even cheap. The hospital needs to run. Patients' lives need to be preserved. Sometimes I'm sure the hospital management, they're in a dilemma between recuperating their funds or recovering their funds and preserving the lives of the patients that have come to them for care. So tell me, what should they do? Now back to this girl's story. The detained mother, who looked so frail and weak and carrying her five-month-old baby in the hospital lobby on the top floor, revealed that there is no way she could have ever blamed the doctor, as he has really tried to bring her and her sick baby back to life. The man really tried for us, even without a deposit. He commenced treatment because I was brought in unconscious. She described both the doctor and the staff at the hospital as people with good hearts. So there are hospitals with good hearts. The doctor is a very good man. He has tried for me and my baby. But the truth is that my parents don't have money. That is why they abandoned me here. My mom is a petty granite hawker who lives in Ugeli and trades in nice Wari Deli to hawk granites. And said the meager proceeds from her business was not even enough to feed the home. Why did her father, he did not have a job, and has since left Ugeli but didn't disclose where he traveled to. Now, someone asked about the father of the boy. They asked if Tony's husband has put a call through to him, and she said she has not set eyes on any of them. Except the first day Tony was brought, and the only money deposited was after the surgery and was just about 60,000 naira. The owner of the hospital said, I do not run a charity organization here. I pay bills and we do buy all the items, oxygen, drugs, diesel, and pay for everything we use in treating patients. So why should they be treating me this way? What pains him the most is the fact that they send the girl and her baby feeding money even as she's here. But her parents and the people have refused to either call or even visit the hospital to sort out things. But because they felt I'm a small boy or a fool, they are not bothered. That's how the hospital owner is feeling. Or should he go out of business because someone cannot pay? Let's read some of your messages on Facebook. Udoka says, imagine if all those countries were collecting loan from cheaters the way we treat people who owes us in this country. What's that supposed to mean? I don't understand. This shows that we are in a frail country. We should stop celebrating government for doing rude. These are basic things we have. Government, local government should be able to pay medical bills for the citizens in their locality. Bekel John says, there are several important issues to consider when patients run up a balance. The most important thing to remember is that good clinical care must continue to be provided until the financial situation has been resolved or until the treatment relationship has been properly ended. To do otherwise will leave the physician vulnerable to allegations of abandonment. You see? So, clinic or the hospital, they don't want to be held for abandoning patients that were brought to them. However, how are they going to recover the monies that these people owe? 0817-923-0002. Again, 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. A message on WhatsApp says, the state government should intervene. Emeka Jacob in Liberty. Yes, they would intervene. But is it for every patient? Don't you think people will start taking advantage of the fact that the state government will intervene and keep rushing to the hospitals, knowing fully well that they cannot afford the medical bills? We need to go on a commercial break. When we come back, the conversation continues. Send your messages to 0809-030-6416. We are Nigeria Info.
This is Nigeria's number one talk radio station, Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info. We are back.
All right, welcome back. In your distance time, Constance Mega will be here for trending stories. So let's say we have only 2 more minutes to do this. Someone says, hi, Didi. This is where medical insurance comes to help. Anyway, how much is the hospital bill? Some people are interested in offsetting it now. The hospital bill is 537,800 naira. Only, and that girl will be free. I mean, I'm looking at how many hours and how many days, or for how long it would take the family to raise that kind of money. Some people are barely struggling to save up 10,000 naira in a month. How much more 500? I mean, if you say, oh, let's come up with a plan, you pay 20 naira every day, for how long will it take? Nigeria Info, good afternoon and welcome. You're welcome.
Let the senator with them in that constituency pass through with some of his SUV money, medical allowance, wardrobe allowance, and whatever allowance, and pay the bill. But not going to continue to be in business.
Okay,
if
so
all the money is collecting, you don't want to use the money for it.
Hold on. This conversation is not just about this girl. The question I asked is this: how best should hospitals and health centers handle patients' inability to pay medical bills? Beyond this girl, Tony, are several other patients who are unable to pay medical bills. So is it the hospital that will go looking for the governors or the local government chairman to go and pay the bills of their citizens?
You pass the message through radio now. I have the message. If I have the mind to give, I will not give to help. Not for the hospital, but to help the patient to be out of the hospital and then recuperate at home. If the government has done the need to, it took it to them today. If someone should have invest in other private sectors or help them to be in business, that's the money that's pondering. Some of them are buying the money from rocket vehicle for a road. So they will have rocket use for rocket to also. So let him bring his money and fund people and then give the electric road also to can run their business smoothly. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. So let's assume I understand him. What he means is that let the government. But the government don't run those hospitals. I'm just saying. And even if you say, oh, the government should come up with free medical care, what's the sustainability?
Nigeria Info, the talk station of the nation.
All right, welcome back to the Sunny Side. Unfortunately, I think we have barely 2 more minutes to round up this conversation as we have a live appearance. Oh, not a live appearance, a recorded program coming up by 1:10. So let's see if I can squeeze in one final call or maybe 2 final messages, and that will be all for this conversation, sadly. 0809-030-6416. WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-030-6416. And the call line remains 0817-923-0002. If you're just joining us, welcome. If you've been with us, thank you for staying tuned to us. We're talking patients' inability to pay medical bills, and I did start off by saying that it seems like everybody owes from owing house to shop rent to owing creditors to owing service providers, in this case, healthcare service providers. The list goes on. And you see, the recovery of money owed to a business seems harder than one can imagine. A particular girl, 18 years old, is owing a hospital 537,800 naira. She was brought into the hospital unconscious. They had to, you know, get her back to life and her baby and all of that. And afterwards, the parents and relatives that brought her to the hospital ran away. And the hospital has detained her for the past 5 months. And I am asking, how best should hospitals or health centers handle patients' inability to pay medical bills? And someone says you may share account number. I don't have account number. And I don't have your account number. I'm not talking about this because I want us to raise funds for this girl. I'm talking about it because beyond raising funds for her today, what about other patients that may not be able to pay tomorrow? Do we continue raising funds to offset medical bills of patients who are unable to pay?